I pulled at Jasper's leash and panted up the steep narrow path through the woods, not looking back anymore. Had I been offered all the treasures in the world, I could not have turned and gone down to the cottage or the beach again. It was as though someone waited down there in the little garden where the nettles grew, someone who watched and listened. Jasper barked as we ran together. He thought it was some new kind of game. He kept trying to bite the belt and worried. I had not realized how closely the trees grow together here, their roots stretching across the path like tendrils ready to trip one. They ought to clear all this, I thought as I ran, catching my breath. Maxim should get the men onto it. There is no sense or beauty in this undergrowth. That tangle of shrubs there should be cut down to bring light to the path. It was dark, much too dark. That naked eucalyptus tree, stifled by brambles, looked like the white bleached limb of a skeleton, and there was a black earthy stream running beneath it, choked with the muddied rains of years, trickling silently to the beach below. The birds did not sing here as they did in the valley. It was quiet in a different way, and even as I ran and panted up the path, I could hear the wash of the sea as the tide crept into the cove. I understood why Maxim disliked the path and the cove. I disliked it too. I had been a fool to come this way. I should have stayed on the other beach, on the white shingle, and come home by the happy valley.